insurance can be.
Going to be a good day. So if you died today, how would the world remember you? As an intense person, a strong person, a desirable person,
yes.
A transformational person.
All of them.
One who is able to understand and externalize all of his or her possibilities. How much of yourself have you translated? How much of your reality? How much of you is really you? Have you made your thoughts into concrete facts, your desires into things? Are you capable of thinking, imagining, if you will, what you want your life to be like? Do you know what it is when you get up every day that your priority is for the day? Have you set a goal? Will you attain it by the end of the day today? You take it a day at a time. One of the smartest people I ever knew said, take it one day at a time. Also said, fix the problem, not the blame. Also said, deal with what is, not what if. All those things came from the same person. And the unfortunate thing is that she screwed me out of $146,000.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know whether it was worth $146,000 to have those words of wisdom left upon my head. But I think it has helped me attain a lot of things. I was reading one of the trades today, Richie, how it's important for people who are going to be successful to stay up with what's going on, to be able to reinvent.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio programs that have succeeded have been reinventing themselves as they moved along.
Hell,
and the ones
you,
that
brother.
Die are the same day in and day out. I think we can probably pick and choose which ones those are. So we're here to bring you a new reality. And part of the new reality is understanding what maybe some people call the new medicine. It isn't really the new medicine. It's the old medicine that is embraced by people who are smart. And one of those smart people is Jack Stockwell, who spends time with us every week on the program. We spend a lot of time in this hour usually focused on medical items. So Jack, as a preeminent NUCA specialist, that is a chiropractor who deals just with the shoulder, the neck, those areas, and improves your body through using that vehicle. And I know as a personal experience or of this that it really works. So I have become a believer. Jack and I have become good friends, and I want to help him help you understand some of the things that are medical reality today. And part of that has to do with understanding yourself. I go back to the Genome Project. How many people remember the Genome Project? Raise your hands, please.
G-E-N-O. Right up the street here in Montgomery County, Maryland.
All right. So what is, do you know what your genetic code is, Richie?
I do.
Do you? What is it?
643.12Y. And Y-E. And B.
Oh, my gosh. Mine's the same except C. That's crazy.
Excluding E and I and neighbor and way.
Exactly it.
Roberta, do you know what you're? Of course you don't know what genetic code is.
Do you know your genetic code?
Yes, I'm number one.
Yeah.
I'll show you your number one. Here,
just
let me get out my finger.
They're Doug. Lift it in the air.
Right.
Somewhere between the tadpole and Cro-Magnon man is Doug.
And there I am. Right, exactly. So actually, going through all that silly stuff, how does genetic screening actually work, Jack? Do you know? I've never asked you this, but I wonder, but you're usually up on this sort of thing.
Two things to keep in mind, Eric, and that is the idea that one of the leading momentum dynamics in research today is to keep research going with something that sounds really hot, so you keep the research dollars flowing.
Right, get that money.
And number two, it's not so much the genetic structure of the human body as the activation of the gene itself.
How do you mean?
In other words, environmental conditions and stimulus will cause a gene to activate that otherwise might not activate. In other words, you might have a gene for breast cancer and not have breast cancer. What happens environmentally on the outer wall of the cell seems now to have a much greater effect on the activation of that gene than the gene that's deep in the DNA are made up of the DNA structure inside the nucleus of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what you eat or don't eat, how you think, negatively or positively, your outside relationships with other people and your environment seems to have a much greater effect in activating or deactivating a bad gene than just the mere presence of the gene itself.
It's reality. Your reality and how you live your reality brings this stuff to the surface. It creates that chemical business in your body. I was reminded earlier, as a matter of fact, Jack, we were talking about, I don't know if you heard us mentioning the test tube baby scenario. I think it was an hour or so ago. We were talking about how in the 1960s, when this idea first came forward, the Pope, politicians, the press, everybody was against the genome, I'm sorry, against the test tube baby thing, in vitro fertilization. It's called IV, in vitro fertilization. And now, 45 or so years later, it is embraced by all those same people except the Pope for being an advancement to getting babies. The first test tube girl was an example. I think she turned 40 or something this month. That's how this came to the surface. And here, over these 40 years, people who didn't know, including some scientists who were saying, because they're politically motivated, oh, this is terrible, it takes away God's will and all this other nonsense, when in fact it gives people a chance and a choice. And so whether you're David Crosby or somebody else who wants to help that all along, it's really kind of an interesting reality in that that was so denigrated by the popular media and then turned out to be so good. And I wonder if this stuff here, people are saying, my God, revealing your genetic code, why would you do that? It'll be the end of mankind. Well, isn't it going to help mankind to survive?
Well, anytime something new comes along like this that people don't have immediate control of, it threatens the status quo.
Well, and including science. You know, I am always taking Dr. Ken to task for the scientific community saying one thing, and then 3 months later, depending on who's paying for a study, there's another opinion about the same thing. And how do you know which one has value?
Well, precisely. At any time you're looking at research, you always have to look at who is paying for it and who will be benefited or hurt by the outcome.
Now, there was a discovery this week, we ought to talk about this in a minute, about male pattern baldness and how Ken, as a matter of fact, was talking about this earlier. It is, there's some way of dealing with it, and I think it has to do with stem cell. Don't I remember that, Richie, from some earlier conversation with Ken?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday with Ken. Right. I can't remember, though, exactly.
Yeah, male pattern baldness and how it can be improved, along with things like rheumatoid arthritis. Stem cell research, which, again, has been put down by the popular media, religionists, all of this stuff.
I was going to bring that up because that's the next phase of human anatomy and physiology development.
Yep.
And stem cell research holds such a promise for people with degenerative conditions, but the people who control the flow of the money don't want to let that stem cell out of their hands.
It's not only that, it's the people who control the information cycle as well. So they're both together. Colleagues, if you will. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Check out his website for interesting information, helpful info, jackstockwell.com. We continue. It's 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effervescent Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
I made the switch and saved it ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Saving based on refill of non-insured medication and plus discount.
Jack Stockwell is here. His newsletter, if you go to jackstockwell.com, you can sign up for his newsletter, which this week has lots of information, unbeknownst to me, although I ought to be reading his newsletter for sure. I didn't know that, so it's, as my friend Uri Geller says, Jack, synchronicity that we would be talking about this. There are 9 companies in our country that will soon offer the ability to decode all of the 3 billion DNA pairs that you have in your whole genome. 3 billion in everybody's body. That's basically the bottom line, isn't it? This could be a very expensive thing, isn't it?
Well, you know what animal is the closest to human DNA?
But it's probably a porpoise.
It's a, no, it's dolphin. The pig. It's the, actually, it's the pig. The pig.
Really?
The pig.
So, yeah, because we use their hearts or their livers or something.
Yeah. Really heart valves, right?
The porcine heart valve, right. And if you take the whole genetic structure of a human and compare it to the genetic structure of a pig, it's only a few percentage points different.
A little closer to us guys than you girls, though.
That's true. Yeah.
And isn't pig fetuses and human fetuses in the first, I don't know, couple of weeks almost identical?
Well, yeah, that's a whole other story, but there was actually the fellow who first came out with that stuff about 4 or 5 decades ago, who printed the pictures trying to promote Darwinism, was finally exposed that there was considerable difference in the first trimester development of any mammalian creature. However, you are correct that with a pig, there's a very close similarity during the first trimester.
Won't there be the availability? We can talk about this forever. We only have a few seconds left. When things come along like Alzheimer's, you can, if you understand a person's genome, you'll be able to do something about it before it wastes your life.
Well, if the propensity for
exists.
That very exists. However, again, remember what we're finding out now with what's called epigenetics, EPI genetics. The outside wall of the cell has a greater effect on what that cell does.
All right, hold on. You know what? I want you to stay with us for a few minutes. Those of you who are really interested in this, there's a lot of political concern about genetic secrets and what happens if somebody, the wrong people get a hold of it. Can you get insurance? That kind of stuff. That's coming up on Good Day.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Ad Council.
Tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? Well, why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter right now, simply by logging on to DougStepan.com.
In the pinnacle of daydream, and he's preaching that someday him and Justice should be together again. But Justice held up in shotgun shack, wouldn't let nobody in. So the nation cried.
Nation cried. John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp. Didn't take him long to get back into the dating game. A couple of days after announcing that he split from his wife, Elaine, he was seen in New York last weekend getting cozy with Meg Ryan.
Really?
They were caught together actually before he announced he was leaving his wife back in October. Ryan was allegedly seen at a couple of his concerts. The sighting happened Monday afternoon. They were buying groceries at a Manhattan store right around the corner from Roberta Fasanelli's, if you can believe that.
We're secretly dating. Nobody knows that yet.
You and Meg Ryan?
That would be something.
Scandal. There you go.
That would be something.
Anyway, I mean, I hope she's put on a few pounds the last time I saw her. I saw Brenda.
She did, all on her lips.
Yeah. Well, she's had a horrible facelift. My God, is her face a mess.
Right. Bad. She was so cute.
Ah, what a mess. The smoking has done her in. That's what they have in common. Yeah,
he's the biggest member. His son started a Facebook page for him and told his dad, he said, listen, if I get a million people to join this Facebook page, will you quit smoking? Yeah. And it was, the Facebook page was titled like, my dad will quit smoking if you sign up for 1 million listeners or something.
Right. Running 5 and change after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We're talking with Dr. Stockwell. That's all of those things. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and Clay and me and Jack. Anyway, Jack has a website, jackstockwell.com. Sign up for his new email newsletter. We're talking about the Genome Project, or more importantly, the information that comes as a result of the Genome Project and how it can be used. And it can be used for good, but it also can be used against you. I would think, anyway, on understanding this, the government can use your genes against you. The insurance companies can use the genes against you. And so do we trust people with their own genetic information? That's, and others as well, Jack.
It's getting to a point where even what you regularly will purchase at the supermarket, if you use your debit card or credit card, the foods that you're buying are going into a list that is being leaked to the insurance companies. This started about five, 6 years ago. And so when the insurance company sees the kind of food that you're buying, now this hasn't happened, it hasn't got to the point where the door's slamming shut on this yet, but that's the direction this kind of information is moving. And eventually, starting with whatever generation they pick, they will be charting out your particular genome information, and it definitely will be fed to the insurance companies.
I like that, Roberta.
What?
Huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, and if you have...
Why are you surprised to hear that? Why are you surprised, Roberta?
I'm shocked.
Oh, really? I'm paying cash for everything in the next few years.
so this is only if you pay by credit card and you sign up for, like, you know,
the store club.
The store club.
Yes.
Yep, you got it. You got it. See, it's not just
Costco.
So that they know what to buy and where to put it in the aisles.
Right.
Uh-huh. If that information is going to be sold
be
to companies that
want
to know.
Well, all these people want your info, and they'll pay a hefty price to have access.
Yeah, but
precisely.
Let me tell you what will come next. Everybody will stop shopping there, and then the next thing you'll see on TV ads is, we're the grocery store that doesn't sell your information.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That happens a
we're
lot.
The gross,
Integrity Grocers.
Yeah.
All right, here it is, our time with Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, by now you've probably heard the mantra about eating food on the road. You boil it, you peel it, or you forget it. But what about situations when that's just not an option? Here's what you need to know. Say you grab a piece of fruit but don't have a place to wash it. There's a product called Eat Cleaner. It's a portable wipe for fruits and vegetables. It's natural and tasteless, so you can actually clean the surface of produce without requiring water. Now, if you want the quality of bottled water without the expense, look into portable stainless steel water bottles with built-in filters. Companies like Water Geeks and Eco-Usable both make these types of containers. Now, I've got to warn you, these bottles are not a substitute for sanitizing unclean water, but they are good for filtering out chlorine and hard minerals. Now, if you're packing snacks, keep in mind that bacteria can grow at an astonishing rate. Anywhere between 40 degrees and 140 degrees Fahrenheit is known as the hot zone for bacteria growth. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Directed.
Couple of double negatives there. Let me try that one again. Staying in bed is not an option. How's that? 33 and change after the hour, or going to bed. You can't go to bed, depending on where you are in the world and when you're listening to this program, because it's heard pretty much around the clock, around the world. You can get it at gooddayshow.com, get the video there. You can also download the program, go to the listen box at gooddayshow.com. Anytime you listen to an hour or two of the program in the morning, maybe you want to listen to some more in the evening, it's there. And we are there to sort of help out, put pieces together, more information. And it's the way, it's our style, Richie, that gets people's attention. It's not that we have lots of information. It's that we present it in a way in which people can identify
that's right.
with us. They hear us. They, oh, wow, that's very interesting.
Because we're common
Listen
folks.
To how smart that Jennifer is, even though yeah. she's a Valley girl.
Hey.
Listen to how smart hey. Jennifer, I mean, Roberta is. Hey.
Hey.
I
hey.
Know. Apparently, hoppage, is that how you pronounce it? H-A-U-P-P-A-U-G-E, Roberta?
Hoppage.
Hoppage.
Okay.
It's on Long
hoppage?
Island.
That's hoppage. Also, it's a tech company as well. That's
I have no idea what it is.
It's a hoppage. Food bank on Long Island.
Really?
Yeah, you never heard of them?
No.
Yeah. Not so much for wanting to help.
So anyway.
So anyway, what's,
so
what's
anyhow.
The story?
They have been collecting non-food donations for a long time, and they were the ones. Remember, they collected, this is a story last year, 20,000 Snuggies.
We like Snuggies.
20,000 Snuggies. Nobody heard this story?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm usually up on Snuggie news.
Snuggies, these Snuggies were all given to food banks around New York and Long Island. By a group called Long Island Cares.
I know them, yep.
All right. So you know that they were able to get, they had 154 pallets of Snuggies given to them.
Oh, wow.
And now they're giving them out they because the winter weather is tough for people who are out. Now, this is like, I guess these are like blankets in a way, aren't they? Isn't that what a Snuggie is?
Yeah, it's yes. a blanket yeah, with yeah. armholes. Yeah.
Like they're giving them to people like who are needy blanket. Or who are homeless.
Yeah.
So they're
like
doing
that.
Them. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good thing for this time of year. But I thought for sure you'd know about it because you live on Long Island and they're doing this on Long Island.
I wonder what other as seen on TV gifts they're giving away
right,
to the homeless
yeah.
in New York.
As seen on TV. Very good. Richard.
There's actually a store in Times Square plug. That's called yeah. As Seen on
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, they're in most of the malls around the country.
That is a lot of things, and that's how they supposedly get credibility that way. The Spider-Man stunt man, Christopher Tierney, has now gone public about the night after. You saw the show one night, Superman,
yes.
or Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yes.
Next night, this guy falls 30 feet ugh. During a performance of Spider-Man. It's a musical. And Roberta didn't like it. I remember her telling
yeah,
us
I
that
thought it was awful.
And then,
I really thought it was awful.
This maybe, you know, the cynical side of me says that this happened because they wanted to call attention to it so that people
no,
would go
I don't
see
think
it because
so.
The rumor was it was bad.
It is
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
it is
hey,
bad.
Hey, Bob, what can we do to get more attention
just
for
kill
our show?
Somebody.
Feel terrible.
Let's
kill
somebody.
The stuntman. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll kill
right.
the stuntman.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently he's okay, though, now, huh?
Thank goodness.
Crashed on his back.
Yeah, he walked out with a back brace out of the hospital.
Yeah. Oof. 30 feet. Ever fall out? What's the furthest? I fell off of a roof of a garage once.
Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
My grandfather jumped off of a roof.
Really?
It was like 87.
There were a lot of, when I was a kid, there were a lot of people trying to be Superman, and they'd jump off the roof with a cape on and think they could fly, and of course
yeah.
they broke their arms.
Right. Not
yeah.
a good
broke
idea.
Their legs. Oh, not a good idea.
I just
idea.
Did that the other day.
Good for you, Clay. Congratulations. Speaking of Clay, it's his time. It is our time to reflect on the social media, other things going on at gooddayshow.com. Whatever tweets and texts you have sent our way are all part of the fodder. We're also getting people that come to Facebook and sign up. Post something on our wall so they can be interviewed. How are we doing finding a person this week that we can talk to that is a fan on Facebook, Clay?
Good. I'm messaging people right now, so you still got a chance, everybody.
Wow.
Go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook and /Good Day Show and tell us about you. You. The poll today at DougStephan.com, do you believe it's the best thing to remove the N-word from the Mark Twain classics? A, yes, the N-word is an offensive and vile word. That ought not to be used. B, no, the books are perfect just as they are. C, no, I am against censorship of all forms. And D, while I'm against all modern usage of the N-word, I think the historical context in Huck Finn is valuable. So that's the presentation today for you to go through to check out your, a lot of people check their email and they find out more about our polls. Yesterday's poll, as a matter of fact, if you see homeless people on the side of the street, what do? 38% of you said you don't always give, but you will if the guy seems to be honest. When's the last time you saw a woman who was homeless?
Recently.
All the time.
I haven't
yeah.
seen a homeless woman for ages.
Come to CRN.
Yeah.
New York has like resident homeless people on the side of the street, so if you'll see like the same person in the same spot
every day.
And there's this fucking crackhead that lives right down the street from me.
37%, you're so charming, Clay.
I know.
37% of you said no. If they want money, they ought to get jobs. 19% of you who responded to the poll at gooddayshow.com, I don't give money, but I'll give food. 6% said, yes, I always give what I can. So this is brought about as the story of Ted Williams became popular culture, the pop story of the week, if maybe not the new year already. This fellow had a stellar career. Until he became a drug addict and then fell off the world stage and now has come back again and seems to be appreciating the attention. Good for him. Now, we also have today, before we get to Clay's social media headline, we have at the Video of the Day site at gooddayshow.com. Paul Zerdin,
one of our listeners and Facebook friends, Janet, sent us this yesterday and I watched it last night. It is knockdown, drag out, hysterical.
All right, so this guy picks a man out of the audience to use as a human dummy. I don't know if the audio is enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You have to see it. You really have to see it to appreciate it fully.
He puts like a dummy or a mannequin mouth over the guy's face.
Right.
So you can see his face, but the mouth is like this plastic mouth that the comedian can control still.
Right. A few moves of the string.
So we've got the dummy. All we're going to do now is find you a voice, right? Something that matches your physical appearance, something
butch and manly.
Are you okay?
Yes, I am.
It surprised me.
It surprised me.
I was only joking, so I changed it.
No, no, I like it.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's really me.
Okay. We need to find you a name.
Yes, a name.
We need to find you a name that suits your personality.
Yes.
A name that when people stop you on the street and say you were marvellous on that TV show the other night, right? What name would you like everyone to call you? Bearing in mind, of course, that some of the people you're here with tonight, they might be calling this name for a little bit longer than just tonight. Do you have one?
Oh, yes.
What name is it?
Tracy.
So go from there. You got to see it
really
to get
do.
The full essence of it. So check it out. A lot of people go in and see. We have all of our videos collected. So if you've heard us talk about one, you didn't remember to watch it on the day that it was a big focus. It was there, and it still is there for the most part. Check it out at gooddayshow.com. All right. So, Clay, what's our social media headline of the day?
I think you might like this one, Doug. A new bill is before Congress called the Shield Bill, which is a direct response to WikiLeaks, and it will effectively silence all of the press and news media from reporting government secrets. It's an extension of the Espionage Act of 1917, and it makes it a crime for anyone to knowingly and willingly disseminate, in quotes, in any manner prejudicial yeah. to the safety and interest
you
of the United States.
You shouldn't use that word if you don't know how to use it.
Or any classified information that concerns human intelligence activities in the United States. So it makes it illegal to talk about it, which is basically, I mean.
So what is the Twitter buzz, the Facebook buzz on this?
I got a comment here that sums it up pretty well from Jopesy, its Twitter user, who says, "We are becoming everything that we are designed to protect against."
Yes, we are. And this is, if this bill gets passed, it'll be the beginning of the end for America as we know it. If we can't say or think or act in such a way that makes sure the government is being held accountable, and that's what WikiLeaks has done, it has done nothing to hurt anybody other than those who are trying to hurt us by taking control, trying to, I mean, you see it anyway. There's evidence every place you turn. There's more government, more control, more focus on getting you to do what somebody else wants you to do rather than what you want to do yourself. This is a bad bill, very bad bill, extremely awful bill that ought to be on the front pages of every newspaper, never mind just on the social media, but it ought to be something that's being analyzed by everybody. This guy hasn't done anything wrong other than annoy people and catch them with their pants down, which is something, there's nothing more than a whistleblower. It's all the guy is.
And President Obama ran on a platform of transparency, but right, apparently too much transparency is a bad thing.
Yeah, well, he's nothing to be, never mind. Here's Dick Cheney's story on the web as well. He has a heart pump. Now, apparently they have found a heart, so they put a pump in there. His heart is so weak that he can't push the blood through the arteries and veins. He's got to have a pump. And now he has to decide whether or not to get a transplant. He's got he's pretty old, and therefore I think in a few months they have to decide one way or another how to do this. Otherwise, he will run out of time for being eligible unless somebody can convince someone that he's a special case. After all, he was the vice president of the United States. He should get special consideration. Right? Oh, is that heartless and cruel of me to suggest that? Is that
heartless?
No, heartless and cruel.
Join the brigade of Dick Cheney people.
Eesh. What, Dick Cheney people?
Oh, they don't like him.
No, they don't.
Sad.
Yeah.
He's still a man.
Yeah, right. So you would think he deserves a, let's say it's Dick Cheney, who's what, 69? How old is Dick Cheney?
He's got to be older than that. 69. He looks terrible.
Yeah, he's awful. You know, I don't wish him, I've never... I thought, actually, that's not true. I used to think he was a pretty swell guy, and I liked his wife. But after he went to Halliburton, they changed, became a different
guy.
He's
somebody's daddy, though.
Yeah,
come on.
Right. Yeah, and she's gay, and she loves him,
yeah.
And he loves her. Perfect. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here in just a moment on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until
12.
Comes home.
Okay, thank you. 12 and change for the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. What was that?
Just you know, somebody wanting to welcome you back.
Who?
Welcome back.
Oh,
it's me.
There he is. Hello, welcome back. We didn't go anywhere. It's the third. Now it's 12 minutes before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day program, brought to us by the folks who produce Digestive Advantage. We talk a lot about the benefits of probiotics. In fact, for a long time, we've been telling you how great Sustanex is. Well, now we ratchet it up one more rung on the ladder, Ken, with Digestive Advantage that is even better because it combines probiotics with other helpful things like enzymes.
Yes, I love happy patients. I had one yesterday who's been having all the symptoms, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, abdominal cramps, and with this Digestive Advantage, it's taken care of all of it. The doctors couldn't find a specific issue, no organic anatomic problem, and with the healthy probiotics and Sustanex combined with Digestive Advantage, it took care of all of it.
Digestive Advantage Gas Defense adds five different enzymes to the probiotics in Sustanex, so you don't just focus on the essence. I mean, Sustanex is great to enhance your immune system, but this stuff goes that much further. Get Digestive Advantage IBS, Intensive Bowel Support. That's what it is. One of the great products from a company that specializes in this sort of thing. Digestive Advantage IBS, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere, like Walgreens, Target, and Walmart. So we suggest you try it today. What's the antibiotic that will relieve, speaking of bowels, bowel disorders, Ken?
This is very exciting because we just got finished talking about irritable bowel syndrome, which so many people suffer from, and there's no good solution. We just gave you one, and here it comes out of the New England Journal of Medicine. A two-week course of the antibiotic rifaximin helps relieve the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, and the relief lasted up to 10 weeks after stopping the medication. For a long time, when people have these symptoms, abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation, or both. We've tried antibiotics. It hasn't worked. What's unique about this antibiotic, Doug, is it stays in the digestive system. It does not get absorbed horribly at all into the blood system, and it seems to work. This is very exciting for people who nothing seems to work.
All right. Good news from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program here every day at this time. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
45.
The Hoople, I haven't heard this for ages. All the Young Dudes. The film is called Juno. This was in Ellen Page, Michael Cera, Jennifer Garner, Jason Bateman. I know Jennifer Garner and Jason Bateman. I haven't got a clue who Ellen Page is or Michael Cera. Anybody else? Chuck
Curry. They're young, youngins.
You know both of them.
They're youngins?
Yeah, they're young actors.
I'd recognize them if I saw them.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Kind of like Rachel McAdams. Are they from that same league?
Rachel's a little older.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, so now I've learned something. All the Young Dudes, Mott the Hoople. As we get started with movie music and movie moments, Chuck Curry is here, the author of Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can check out by going to gooddayshow.com, click onto Chuck's picture in the contributors box, and zoombo whammo like magic! You go to his blog here. Speaking of magic, is a clip. Actually, we have three clips from a movie starring, four or five arguably well-known actors and actresses, and a movie that was number one at the box office during this week 7 years ago. This is what blows me away. This movie was number one 7 years ago. Listen to the first clip.
Look, I believe sincerely that America cannot afford to have more than one international carrier.
I mean, do you think it's fair that one airline should have a monopoly on international?
A monopoly? No. I think one airline can do it better, see, without competition.
Yeah, that character there played sort of a bad guy, and the other one played the crazy guy.
I recognize the voice.
Of course, on both of them. 800-510-8255. Know the movie? You get the goods. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, here's the next clip, the next clue.
Would you repeat that?
You don't care about money because you've always had it.
Well, then how did you make all
that? Excuse me, I'm speaking. Some of us choose to work for a living. Speaking of which, I have more of that airplane guff to attend to. Excuse me.
Did a pretty good job of capturing.
Don't know it.
You don't know it? Yes, you do. You absolutely know it. Okay. Yep. All right. Anybody else? Chucker, you got it?
I got it. Yeah.
Jennifer, Roberta? Roberta's working on it. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the last audio clue.
Now, needless to say, the Hercules was a monumental undertaking. It is the largest plane ever built. Now, I put the sweat of my life into this thing. I got my reputation all rolled up in it. And I have stated several times that if the Hercules failed to fly, I will leave this country and never come back. And I mean it.
I know it, but I never saw it.
No, it's a good movie. Actually, it's quite a good movie, in fact. 800-510-8255. Rich, you need any time here?
Nope.
Or do we...
It's all Chucker time.
All right, Chucker, what do you have for movie news?
Okay, Doug, we'll start off with a relatively unknown British filmmaker named Gareth Edwards, who did a small independent film titled Monsters, is reportedly close to a deal to helm a new Godzilla reboot for Warner Brothers Legendary Pictures. Now, director Roland Emmerich teamed up with Matthew Broderick in the 90s to do a Godzilla movie. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't very good. I'm sort of surprised they would re-explore this territory. Other news with a new Batman film and a new Superman movie going into production this year. Executives at Warner Brothers say there will be no crossover opportunity between the two superhero characters. That means they both won't appear in each movie, which I think is a great idea because Batman, Doug, and Superman do not belong in the same movie,
no,
at least that's
not
my
at all.
Opinion.
Uh-uh.
And Universal and Amblin Entertainment reportedly will do another live-action version of Casper the Friendly Ghost, the film in the 90s with Christina Ricci and Bill Pullman. It was a big hit, and I thought it was a pretty entertaining movie.
Now, did you watch the People's Choice Awards last night, movies, and et cetera, getting their awards? Johnny Depp got the Best Actor Award, and that Taylor Lautner movie, but the...
That Twilight movie.
Twilight movie, yeah. Right, that got the best. So now, how many different award shows are there? Producers Guild of America has got their list of nominees for the Best Picture.
Well, there's too many, but the bottom line, the only one the entertainment industry really, really cares about is the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
The most entertaining, though, is the Golden Globes, the telecast itself. It's always fast-moving.
Yeah, and they're always drunk. The stars are always drinking
always
champagne.
Drunk. Yeah. The Producers Guild says... I think these are mostly the usual suspects. 127 Hours, Black Swan, Inception, The Fighter, Kids Are All Right, King's Speech, Social Network, The Town, Toy Story 3, True Grit are all on the top of the list for movie consideration.
For me, the best movie on that list would be Black Swan. I really did like it.
Yeah.
I did not like The Fighter, though. I was very disappointed.
Really?
No, I didn't like it.
It's in Lebanon, Missouri. What's the name of the movie, Pete?
The Aviator with Leonardo DiCaprio starring Howard Hughes.
Right. Cate Blanchett, Kate Beckinsale, Alec Baldwin, and Alan Alda from 2004. Good job, sir. Thank you. Hold on a second. We'll take care of you, and Chuck will talk to you tomorrow.